All right, this is 2 weeks before Hanukkah. I said I'll talk about in Yom Yoma. I'm going to mention a few chedushim if I get a chance. The kutis came out from the name of Oryashi. A few things are chedushim. One is a very big chedush. I know everyone's going to jump on me, but wait until we get more into the Indian. The first subject we're talking about is, it's a good thing Tzvi's not here today, because he wouldn't even give a chance to start. Okay. Pashtus, the Olam is Noyig, like Tanim, all children like Chanukah Licht, out to Mitzvah Chinuch, like all Mitzvah Torah. The Raisa, the Abonim, the Mitzvah Chinuch, the Mechanical Child. The Mechanical Child to light Chanukah Licht. That's for boys. What about girls? Girls are told in the meaning of family. And it's the Tzmura, many families the girls don't like? The Tzmura, the Kashis, how come? Why not? And why the wife doesn't like? The husband's Yaitzim. So why don't the girls like themselves? So there's a famous Sam Sefer says the Chedushim, and Av Chafalf in Masechta Shabbos, Chafalf on the base, he says, because when they lit in Eretz Yisrael. And when they lit in Eretz Yisrael, they lit outside, like they do today also. Metam Tzniyas, the woman didn't go out. The girls didn't go out. So they should not mix with the men. Now, even though now we're in Chutzlaret, and the chutzot, we light inside the house, but still the minik was kavul ready. So Mela, that's why the girls don't light today. So the minik rishon was by bim kaimai. The girls don't light. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. The tshuva is from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld and Simas Chaim, Simas Shinpei. He says the same svar Chassam Sefer. He doesn't mean I'm the Chassam Sefer. But he adds on, he says, for this reason also, could be the reason, that's why there's no Kiddush, a woman don't say Kiddush Havana. Why not? The mitzvah says in Rangama, why don't women say Kiddush Havana? They say a lot of other mitzvahs they do. They say the same things, because they go outside, the men go outside, so not to mix with the men. So that's why, besides the other reasons mentioned in place, a woman don't do it. But this is another reason. And it says, who's saying also a Kiddush Hachama? Every 28 years, there's Kiddush Hachama, and there's a whole shy of women are chayiv in Kiddush Hachama. Mitzvah says, and the mitzvah says, Zman Gomorim is 28 years. Still, there's a shayla of a woman at a mitzvah Birch Techama. So for some reason, that's why the women are not known to do Birch Techama also.
How about
Tafla? Huh? The Taka should stay home. Okay? Alright.
Not being paid, right?
Huh?
Not being paid.
Alright. Huh? What? What? Yes, they want me to do it. They do it. Yeah, right. So I do this. They do it with the men on the round. They can do it with the men on the round. If they want to keep
the men on.
What? Mean you can't be Chanukah? You're talking about? If they want to come Chanukah, they can't even say this in Gomorrah. Right. However, I saw a big chiddush. It's printed in two places. There's a kundit came out from the name of Yashiv, it's called Pesina Chanukah, and also it's printed in Yashiv Sefer Masechtas Gittin in Tafnun Beis Amud Aleph. He says a katan shagir lechinach should not like Chanukah licht. Should not like Chanukah. All children told by mitzvah should not like Chanukah licht. Even Afimon Al Minig Menhadvin Hadvin, because Nika Din the Mechaba holds really only Baal Baisa to light Chanukah licht. Just as Mahadman Adam, all the Gedolim, B'nai Gedolim, anyone over Bar Mitzvah, light also. That's Mahadman Adam. That's the Amoshit. In fact, the Svada and Oeg, only Bar Bos lights, all the members of the family don't light. Just one person lights, and that's it. However, how many is like Adam Amor? That everyone lights. Mahadman, everyone lights. All God of the lights. And so child, only way, he only can be outside his father. He's not to light. What's the reason why? Why shouldn't the child light? It's the reason, what's the mitzvah chinuch? There should kind of mitzvah like a gadol to be yaitze de chavasai. Because later on he'll become a gadol to yaitze de chavasai. So just like a gadol can be yaitze aide a katan, and if the katan is yaitze him, it's ksira hadlaka psula. So maybe even a child, a katan himself on the bar mitzvah, is not mekayim the mitzvah chinuch if he lights himself. And if he lights, it's hadlaka psula. That's what he writes. 1 second. And also, a katan agave himself is like a katan ain't a bachayuva, since he's not a bachayuva, so hadlaka is not ksira hadlaka whatsoever. Let me finish. I said, I know you're going to jump on me, but let me finish. Okay? All right. It says, who are then? By tzitzis also. By tzitzis also. There's a shittus of Bein Atam. Tzitzis brings it down in Gittin, that's from Hei Mabez. Tzitzis brings a shittus of Bein Atam. The Isha cannot tie a lulav together. And they take a lulav and tie it together. The pits of a man to make a bracha on lulav is not allowed to do that. And same thing, a woman can't make tzitzis. That's a Bein Atam shita. Tzitzis argues on it, but that's a Bein Atam shita. And Ramor Paskins like this in Echot Tzitzis. Ramor, Nechayim, Simon Yudal, Tifal, and Mechabes is like this. Tzitzis, She'asim, and Yehudi is possible. If a guy makes tzitzis, it's a tzitzis apostle. The Ishik Sheva says them. Mechabes Shitas Tzitzis, that the woman's allowed to make tzitzis. Ramor argues, the Yesh Machlirim, Lahatzach Anoshim, Yasay some. Only men can make tzitzis. And more than that, the last came to the Tachila. So Rashi says, who had been the cotton can make tzitzis even himself. Not only can he make it for a gadol, since he's not a bachayuva, so there's no chiluk if he makes it for himself or makes it for a gadol, you can't let it tzitzis. The tzitzis is possible. It's made by any bachayuva. So maybe you're not allowed to wear a tzitzis. And he says, it comes out according to him, according to Rabbi Asher, comes out, let's say a katan wants to blow shofar. I'm a Shoshana. He missed shul, he wasn't there in shul, so he wants to blow himself a shofar to be yaitz, to make the mitzvah of kiyush shofar. The din is, if he blows to himself, he has to hear it from a gadol. If he blows himself, he's not even yaitz for himself. 1 second. I told you I'll take questions soon. Okay? However, by mitzvah shebegufay, much like Matilas Lulav, Benjamin Lulav, the mitzvah says, the mitzvah of Uvay, someone can be made to him, Chanukah, he can be made to him, since someone else can make. But a mitzvah of a gufa, like Matilas Lulav, Achilas Matzah, or Bechas Amazin, or Krishma, that's a mitzvah of a gufa, it's not Shash to be made to this by a Shurai day, somebody else. So a mitzvah, you have to say Pshat, is that what Chazal and Masakin, the mitzvah of Chidr, a mitzvah of Chidr, he's Yaitza with the Brachah, because there's no other Eitza. But when there's other Eitza to be, can we make that a man? Only could do either man, and if he does himself, he's not being yaitza. 1 second. I said, I know you're going to jump on me. I knew before him. That's why I said, let's wait a little bit, okay? All right. There is a kivega that clears a shayla. Interesting kivega. He clears a shayla by birchas hamazon. Told him it's hamazon, but they bring it down to gabi kotar kula gabi child. Let's say the case of kivega was like this. If let's say a child is coming tonight, a boy is coming by mitzvah tonight, Sunday night, he's going to come by mitzvah. He's finished. His birthday is tonight. That's tonight. Let's say he eats, and let's say Pesach Achavim is 5 o'clock. He eats a full course meal before Shkia. He eats a full course meal. He's full, and he benches. It comes an hour later, he's still full. So Kivek Leshayla, maybe he has to bench again. Because since he benched, because when he's a katan, he's only a banan. Now he's still full, so the chiv derives the bench when it comes to... So maybe he has to bench over again. He ate already. But the benching, it could be the first bench, he's not a benching, because he's a katan then. I'm telling him Kivek says. Okay, so that's the Kivek Leshayla, and it says, Sochim Ladina. So some people bring down the situation that got all mitzvahs. If he does a mitzvah, something during the daytime, and he can do it again at nighttime, he has to do it again at nighttime, because now he's drabonon. Al-tal chinach. Now he comes to the Isa. Maybe if he chance to do it over again, he could do it over again. And it could be also if he doesn't, they say Meir is a little different, because Meir is Rishut. Let's say that Meir, in early minyan you have to shkia. And it comes and says, you don't have to daven and do that much, you don't have to, because since my wife is tefillah so short. I've got everything else, it is, so kiveg by tzachin. So tzachin yedina. Ladina is machoikas, shagasaya, and the tziv. The two heaven. The two heaven in Rosh Hashanah, daf chavches. The two heaven holds, that is not mighty, he has to make it, he has to do it again. It's like a shaita, and the din is, he has to, if he comes, now he comes to Bachayula, he has to bench again. And he says, Gabe, all our lachas, he has to do it again. That's what the Shagasai holds in 2:11. However, the Tziv and Meshadava in Archangel Galton and Ches argues and says that he's mighty. He brings a shtaka raya from a din in Aloch and Simon and Gimel. The Aloch and Simon and Gimel is that there's a shaila if a katan and if a katan can be down for the Omid. A katan can down to the Omid. Is there a lot to down for the Omid? So the Chabad says, the Chabad says a cotton that he's not bar mitzvah yet, and he damages for Amid, he can't be mitzvah other people because he's not bar mitzvah yet. So if I say to you, mitzvah other people he can. However, to damage himself, he damages Shabbos cotton. Even tonight, he comes bar mitzvah. He does matter. Let's say Moshe Kabbal Shabbos. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was to daven for the Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos is bar mitzvah. So he wants to daven Erev Shabbos. He wants to daven Meirev, which is not Tzitzit Chachor yet. He'd be mighty other people for the Omid, because it's rest the Shkir ready, but it's not safe yet. So Zakta Mechaba, the din is that he can't be mighty around me. He has to be Mami, she's Gimel Shana. He's not you Gimel Shana. He can be mighty the Rabbim. So Vice says, that's only he might be somebody else, but to daven, you have to daven over again. So that's the riot and the tziv ring. But that has nothing to do with our case over here, because that case is also talking like a case of like a Mr. Shibagufai. So since it's Mr. Shibagufai, then Shasta to be a little bit different. And the case of Kiveg is also to Mr. Shibagufai, Bichta Mozan. However, in the Gaya, our case over here, the Gavi Chinach, that's the Tadava Pashit, Yashio Tadava Pashit, that you now that you have to be heard from a gadol, and if he likes chanukah himself, he's not yet to even be the evet. He has to hear from his father. So therefore, he ends off. He says the father shall have kavana to imite his son with lachna chamaka, and he should tell the son to mecham to imite. And if the child wants to light afterwards, he should light dafka without a bracha. But shabne bayis adalem, they should have kavana not to imite the baal bayis. And they should make their own bracha. But a katan should hear from somebody else, from his father. He should hear the chanukah to be mighty with his father. If he wants to light himself, he'll light without a bracha. But if he lights himself to be mighty himself, he can't even be mighty himself. That's the Chiddush Gadol he says. One second. I said, a few minutes. Give me two more, about five more minutes, okay? Okay? Okay. All right. And he says even further. The rest is no father there. He lives in a house alone. His parents are away, or he's a single person. He's not bar mitzvah. He has his own house already, and he's not. There's no one to be mitzvah to him. Then he wants to light chanukah. He should light without a bracha, even if he has no one to be mitzvah to him. He says they showed. This is his chiddush. He says they showed him later that it says in Meshavdada and Chel Gal Simmer Mouth seems to hold like that also. Then he says, they showed him a Klichemda. Klichemda says Mefush, like what Rabbi Yash's Chiddush. The Klichemda, I looked it up, I didn't believe it, so I looked it up. The Klichemda is in Pashas Kerach, and Perek Zayin, Pasuk Ches, he says, and also, Mikroi Kodesh, I looked around, Mikroi Kodesh, quotes this Klichemda. It doesn't say you pass like it, but he says, we eat the Chiddush, the Klichemda. The Klichemda is what the Mikroi Kodesh, the Simon Yadal, then the Sa'af, he quotes this Klichemda also. He says, Katan, that lights the Chanukah is not any Yetzah. He's not Yetzah. And he says, that's why the Rambam brings down, the Rambam the Chal doesn't bring down. He mentions that Mitzvah Chinuch, that we all mitzvah. And comes to Chanukah, he says, interestingly, the Rambam doesn't mention a word of Mitzvah Chinuch by the Chanukah. And he says, Vaita, the Kichanda says, and the Miri is foolish like this. The Miri brings down, quotes the Miri, and Shabbos says, that the Miri says, Mahadim, is what's Mahadim that everyone should light? He says, Rak Avur Anshe Bayis Agdolim. Use the word Agdolim. So Rashi from the Miri, that Tanim B'chal not the Mitzvah of Chanukah. And Shkichanda wants to be died from the Gemara. His Yisoid, which is the Chiddush Gadol, he wants to die from the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Gemara and Shabbos, the Chav Gimel Ha'av says, His Echer Shait of the Katan, Lo'yosav Lo'yakum. Lo'yosav Lo'yakum. So the fact that Chichemta, what's the Lashon? Any answer, what's that Lo'yosav Lo'yakum? He says, from Lashon Lo'yosav Lo'yakum, Mashmei, even for himself he's not yet the kind of Mitzvah Ne'er Chanukah. That's what it says, Lashon Lo'yosav Lo'yakum. This is what the Chichemta says. Emerson, this Chiddush is ready, mention the Raga Chava. The Raga Chava says like this, this is two Chiddushim. I don't have this Chelik Raga Chava. It's the only one I'm missing. Tafel Sinei, Chelik Beis, in Sinei Gimel, they called for him. He says, Tfilin. The Halacha Tfilin. So, a lot of places are noig. Some are noig to light 30 days before Bar Mitzvah. Some start the day Bar Mitzvah himself. Many people start a month before. Some start even 3 months before. So, if they start a month before, so when the child puts on, for his Bar Mitzvah, he puts on Tfilin. Do you make a bracha on that? Mishbu says you make a bracha. So, the Raga Chava, that cut before Bar Mitzvah, he's not allowed to make a bracha. Why? Because he says the same thing. Because the chinuch is not shas and mokan if he'd be in such a situation, be chayiv to do the mitzvah the proper way. But since, even if a gadol, if a kadol will put on tefillin, if the kadol puts on tefillin on a gadol, it doesn't help. Only a gadol will put on tefillin. But a kadol puts on a tefillin for a father, or for someone older by mitzvah, it doesn't help. That's what Rabbi Shavu says.
Putting on?
Yes, putting on, yes. That's what Rabbi Shavu says. Let me finish. So, but here, Rabbi Yasha says, he agrees to, Rabbi Shavu is right on the first thing, that a katan it doesn't make a bracha. He can't make a bracha. We've got the second part, that he says, that a katan can't put on a gadol film. So it comes that even a woman can't put on tefillin also, because she's not a bakshira. The woman also, that's a foolish connected Gemara. It says, the Gemara says in the Pcheres, in the Flamel and Bez, that says that a woman used to put on tefillin on the hand of her husband, because he couldn't put it on. So you see, you don't need a bakshira to put on the tefillin. So now that part, he asks the Rav Shavu. The first thing, he says, Rav Shavu agrees to me. So in Mela, he held the Dina. He held the dina that you're not that if cotton can't make a bracha on tefillin, and also he can't make a bracha on Ner Chanukah, he wants to be mighty, he might be from his father, but himself cannot light. If he does light, he light without bracha, because since he's not a bracha yuva, he can't be mighty himself. Okay, that's what he says. Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Whoever says that a cotton has to be going to a mitzvah?
Huh?
Who says that a father is going to a cotton?
Hmm?
It's
chinuch. That's all it is. Yeah.
So I don't know what you're saying,
but
the father should be mighty to
the kids. I want to play it. Yeah.
Who says
he
has
to be mighty? He's not a bachinuva. He can't be mighty himself in me. Even himself, he's not good.
He's
chinuch.
It's not a
mitzvah.
Okay,
good kasha. What else?
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Bugufer.
Yes,
the bench.
No,
since I can be mighty to you in benching, he can't be mighty to me in benching. From what the Torah said, it should be that he should not be allowed to bench, should you?
Any other questions?
How about
Talif? What do you mean? That's the Mitzvah Shabagufa. The Mitzvah Shabagufa.
According to Miles himself, when he's 12 years old, he needs to have Tachas
on
this when he's 13?
What?
Miles himself, when he's 12 years old, he needs to have Tachas on this when he's
13? That's the Shaykh Hades. Maybe. Point in, maybe.
Who are you? Possible,
yeah. Huh? We're trying to get to it. Okay?
Huh?
To make it on Kiddush, according to this, it might be a problem.
According to Rabbi Shimon,
Yeah.
What could have happened to me? He's
back
after he made the
call.
You understand that? He'll go back.
He benched. In his own mind, he benched. And went away. An hour later, he came
out. As long as he still feels full, as long as within 72 minutes, so he feels full, he still has a chiyuv to bench. If he didn't bench yet. Let's say someone forgot to bench. He still has to bench. Huh? If you're still full, you know, doesn't make a difference. As long as you still feel full, you're better bench. That's the chiddush of the day. What you can ask from this is a number of kashas. There's a mechaber in Tav Reish Ayin Hei Siv Gimel. The Chabad says like this. Av imit lika cher shaitan of katan, v'yasa laklum. If a cher shaitan and katan like to be mighty a man, to mighty a man, they can't do that. V'afi she nicha gado, even if the gado put it down his place, doesn't make a difference. V'yesh v'shayma, the kat shigir l'chinach muta. There's even a shita out there, a katan can be mighty, a god also. So Ramoyan is awfully done. Kalechem ibn Ebayis, Madik of Neatsmoy, Kotchikir Chinach Tzol Ahadik, Gamkein. And I was in night that all, we passed the Mahadim Ahadim, that all the Gedalim light, now the Balbas lights, everyone lights, so Mela Katan also has to light. So it's a first of Fush that, the Katan has to light, has a Chiv Chinach, like Ian says. Is a mitzvah chinuch that by sun should light. And Emerson the Fush later on the Mechaber even. Later on the Mechaber says, in Tafesh Ayin Zayin Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, Kod Shigir L'chinuch Tzor L'Avik. Fush the Mechaber. The child has to light.
Does it say with a bracha though?
Huh?
Does it say with a bracha?
It would say without a bracha. It would say, we'll speak it out. Alright? Alright. So, he says, so someone asked him this kasha, he says, yes, the pshat, the Mechaber is talking that the father likes for the son. But he says, that's dochet in Ramo. But Ladina, he holds like that. He held like that. Ladina, he couldn't do it. And if you look at the Machzor Shekel, now Shekel in Tofesh Ayin Zayin, Sifkon Ches, says a Chiddush in Ramo here. The Machzor Shekel says, the Ramo really wasn't talking Ladina. The Ramo is going on the case, is going according to the Yesh Mishayma. Yesh Mishayim says that like you mentioned, that Kod Shigir L'chinuch, Kimi Maitse Gadol was lighting. So Amor says, the feet coined his daya, here out to Hadin, then the Tchiv for Kod also to light himself also like a Gol has a Chiv. However, Ladina, we don't pass him like that, so Meir is no Chal, that's a man, is no Chiv for Kod to light. That's what Machzor Shekel says. But the Maitse, that's very similar to Shad and Amor. Amor doesn't say that. And secondly, you could say that in Ramo, but what do you do with the Mechab later on? We just mentioned Tafesh Ayin Zion that says a Chiv of Kotten to the Mavik. So, the Master should talk in. The Rabbi Yashiv ends off, he says, it's Shvet and Vatel the Minig, even to Tumua, the male of Kotten should light and not make a bracha, and Nodina, he should try to be mitzvah with the bracha from his father. Okay? One second. In Emerson, there are Paiskim that hold that there was the minute. It seems the minute when did the minute start with Tanim lighting? There's Eshra Avram Das Kedoshim in Tafresh Ayin Tes. He says like this. He says this Lashon. He says this, I'm quoting his Lashon. Kivin she'enoigim lahadik ne'er l'chol echad echad kainesuin. The minute in his place was that anyone under marriage didn't light candles. Ba'kalpanim. At least in certain places in Minig, that no one lived before Bar Mitzvah. So if I says in this place, children b'chal don't light. So you see, there's a mocker for a child not to light. Notice when you look in his study, the Shoyat HaVeda, he says, she makbid that young children should light. Why? He writes. He writes this because he sees many people, children don't light. So you see, there's a mocker in some places they don't children light. So it's a shtikaraya that kind of the light. However, Pashas from all Paiskin is Vaiskos, not like that. First of all, the Mishnebura. Mishnebura says, in Tarfesh, Ayin Hei, Sifkon Yudalad, he says, a Kotan, Ba'atzmai, He says, The same thing speaks out to Aruch HaShulchan and says cut and hay. The same thing speaks out in Shuvah Tumas Chayim and Simish and Pei. The Bia Loch over here brings down the Maksa Shekla I just quoted, and he says it's Dachim Right to say Pshat and Ramah. And Emerson is a Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Tzitzis. Mishneh Berurah says it's an important Mishneh Berurah to know. In Hilchos Tzitzis and Simi Yadalad. Mishneh Berurah says, now mentioned before, the Asher held a child can make tzitzis. So the Mishneh Berurah speaks out in the Bia Loch, first of all, the Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber says, Tzitzis Shasim and Yehudi is possible. Vishik Sheh Lassoy Sam. Yeshachmim, Hatzach Anoshin Yassoy Sam. So Lassus came with Hatkila. So Mishmu sticks out, the Chaim, brings on Asa Chaim. First he says, the Chaim Vayna, 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 the Chaim holds that a child can make tzitzis. Rachol said, "Dafke ol magabai, mamdei las l'shma." As long as someone's watching him, he should do the shma. Alachay afilu kray tilu cut and beggar to tilu. But if the child didn't have the shma, then if it's not he didn't make it the shma, then it's not a proper tzitzis. He can't wear tzitzis. So the Be'alacha says like this. Be'alacha says, "O pashid da katan l'atim mutohat of tzitzis." Let's say a child, you want to be mechanic a child, how to make tzitzis. 10-year-olds, they do it in school. They get a bunch of kids, they want to teach them how to make tzitzis. So what they do is they have all the children buy their own beggars, buy their own tzitzis, and put them into the beggars. So he says, the cut la'atim mutter on his own beggars mutter. Kulam, he might give a chinuch. Shehum l'chuy mirabonim mitzit tzitzis. Since the child l'chuy to wear tzitzis, he's allowed to make tzitzis himself. And he's allowed to make his own tzitzis himself. So you see, Kulam, the bi'alacha holds clearly, there's no problem. And he says even further, the Alacha. He says, Yaisa nearly. Let's say a child, he made this beggar when he was 13 years old, when he was 10 years old. The beggar lasted so long to last his bar mitzvah. The question is, does he have to redo the tzitzis or not? So he says, Yaisa nearly, then you give him a shana and tell him, you don't take apart the tzitzis. They can have it done yet. Since he did it already, it's okay. The other in Lachish, we don't chosha ben tam says a cut and can't do it. The chosha, if your Dave asked us, she feels as long as he did with Shmo, then it's okay. To see cause, to be Alacha held by that Ladina, that if he made it himself, then it's okay. To see cause, if he makes himself, it's okay. Not like Rabbi Asha says. From the Mishneh Berurah, later on, Tofresh pay test, it's even more than that. Not in Mishneh Berurah, but from all the Achrenim, they're in Tofresh pay test. In Tofresh pay test, Sivka Lvav says even further. Mechaber says, that's in Hilchos Megillah. And Tofresh pay test, it's the base. Mechaber says, Sigam Akar Akar Shet Vakatan, if you hear Megillah from somebody else, you'll be Yaitzer. Who should be Shukhaev? Because it's someone who's Shukhaev. If my Makra, if the in Hakaira, Cher Shaita Katan, Hashemay Mel Yatza. If you hear from him, you're not Yaitzer, even with the Evet. You're not Yaitzer with the Evet. So the Mishmur speaks out. The Mishmur sticks out in Sifkat and Vav. He says, after the cut name Chayav Kapon Rabbanon, even though a cotton is Chayav to hear Megillah Rabbanon, the cotton have a trade Rabbanon, Mashenkin, God of Chad Rabbanon, that's the trade Rabbanon, not the Chad Rabbanon. He says, Vine Il, the Simon Tofesh Ein Heis of Gimel, which he mentioned before, Hevi Amachaba, Yeshvi Shirashu Kotten Yilchinach Shiach Lohitzi Achim Vav Vasai. The Mechaber, we mentioned before that there's some she knows that a katan shegil chinuch is allowed to be mighty a gadol. So he says, why don't you increase Megillah? That be the evet, a katan can be mighty a gadol with increase Megillah. And he says, so you see, and the Shartin speaks out. Why? Because the Bahaba Hotoya, the same halachas, he brings down Mogan Ram, that just like the halachas are by Megillah, the same halachas are by, the same halachas are by Hanukkah, all the same, the Torah is ever there. The same halachas here are there. So in Mela, so just like by Hanukkah, a cotton should be Yitzhak Gadol, so why then by Kris Megillah also? And Kris Megillah we know is more Chomedic, because Hanukkah is only Zivik Kabbalah. Hanukkah to be Maitre, Kriyas Megillah is Zivik Kabbalah. So if Hanukkah, so if Zivik Kabbalah can be Maitre, so certainly Hanukkah also can be Maitre. So it comes out according to this, it's a Koshkein. So Chayas, the license from the Mogavom, all the Achreinim, in Sofesh Beitar says clearly that a cotton, if the Eved is allowed to be Maitre, and these are Ikridinim. At the end it says, V'ayim Bikridinish Akotav, B'shem Samachayim, B'mokim Tchak, B'shem Shem Anoshim, B'kiyim, but there is no one around who can reign as Gadol. The Mikra Megillah, Yochel, Atin, Katan, Shikir. Katan is allowed to be mighty as Gadol. So you see clearly, not only can he mighty himself, but certainly can he mighty as Gadol. And the Mishavu says, and the Mishatin says, could not tell you, being the Kamach Reinim like that. So you see clearly, not like the Chiddush and Eliashiv, that a Katan can be mighty himself, and in certain cases, the Shatachaki can be mighty as Gadol. Yeah, but the question, could a cotton make the tzitzit? Can you put the tzitzit into the beggars?
What does the Mechalik
say? It says chatem. It's supposed to contain it. Chatem. It has to be kshira al-bachayiva. Chatem. So, kosh yeshnoi, the kshira, has more lashes, more in Gittin. It says, kosh yeshnoi kshira, then he's the only one that could be, that could do it. Okay?
You don't see for the writing yet, that they could be Muslim? Only by the one or the great
Kabbalah? So far, right, yeah. So Dreiser certainly cannot be here. He came here to Kiddush, all these things. All right. Even according to Mogavram, it's even further. Mogavram says, in Tofesh Ayin Zayin, in Sifkan Ches, the argues on Amor, that Mogavram says, by the Mechabit says, the Kodesh Yechim Tzorch Lahabik, the Mogavram says, that everyone lights, it could be Ketanim HaPotah. That are part of the lighting. That's what the Mogavam says. So the Machta Shekel's Mazda, the Mogavam, that there's no Chiyav for Chinuch for Katan for Kam Tachanik Lift. The Dafka only, if the Chiyav is only, well, he says the Chiddush like this. When is the Chiyav for Katan to do something? He says, an Ayah Chiddush. When is the Mitzvah Chinuch for Katan? Only when it's a Mitzvah Rabbanan on him. But if it's only Minahadrin, because Nikah didn't Balbai's light is enough. All the Gedalim that light is only Mahadim and Ahadim, the Gemara says. And that's the Tzadu Shechanach. So the Mitzvah Chinuch for Katan is only when it's Ikar Mitzvah. So if the Balbais lights, he's right to everybody. But today, everyone lights. Afterwards, even the Gedalim light, it's only Ahadim and Ahadim. So in that, there's no Mitzvah on the Katan, Mahadim and Ahadim. Therefore, Katan is Pate. He comes to Naya Chiddush and says that since it's only Mahadim, there's no Mitzvah Chinuch. That's what Mogav Ram says. And he doesn't, and his Katan doesn't have to light. But that stuff is no chiyus to mechan of the cotton. But if the cotton wants to light himself, certainly he's allowed to light himself with a bracha. So even the Mogavon, if a person wants to light, there's no chiyus for cotton. But if a cotton wants to light with a bracha, he's allowed to. According to Rabbi Yashiv and the Klichem, all these other people say, it's also a cotton can't even say bracha. He's not allowed to say bracha. But according to Mogavon, he wants, he can say bracha. Another ayah. There's a shayla and paiskim, interesting shayla. A cotton comes by mitzvah on Chanukah. He comes by mitzvah on Chanukah. The third day of Chanukah, he comes by mitzvah. So Shaila is the third day of Chanukah. Normally most people they like Shkia time. It's so they like Shkia time. We like 10 minutes after Shkia if we could. Some hold 20 minutes, some hold 25 minutes. A kind of sheet is when you should light. So Shaila is the cotton comes by mitzvah tonight. Let's say tonight will be Chanukah, Thursday night Chanukah. He comes on Mitzvah tonight. When should he light? Should he light by Shkia time? He's still a cotton then. Or should he light by Tetzah Kehavim? He comes to Gadol. So we ask him, don't question, he can't even light it, it's not even a Shaila. But even if you don't hold a Yashiv, it's a Machoikas Achreinim. Some Achreinim hold that he should light, wait to Bamish to Tetzah Kehavim. Well, how can you compare it? This is only Tamachinach, like Aaron says. It's only Tav Chinuch, but here it's a Chiv Drabbanan to light once he's Bar Mitzvah. It's a Chiv Drabbanan to light. So she waits to Tetzach Chachavim. Or not. or you wait until, or your light, or your light, when this man is comes out too bad. You come by Mr. Late on the night, but this is the time, Chiv to light then. So the Achrayim is all Machlaikis. Rabbi Yashar, Shlomi Zalman holds that no, the Chiv, he holds, even come a brother, that doesn't matter. Chazal said the Chiv is Shkir time. Comes Chiv time, that's Ika Mitzvah. So maybe since Ika Mitzvah, even though he's still a cotton, you have to light then. However, other places can hold no. Since the candle is too burnt, it's after chase anyways, it's the Zman of, of lighting, and especially Chutzah, it's the Zman of lighting is even later. So Mela, she waits till Mamash says to come. So from Zalman Paskin, and also, Shusan Hoggis from Moshe Sternbach, and Chazvei Sim Shalom Zayin, he says, you should light the Zmanai, because that's Tika Takana. Chazvei Simin, Shinlam Zayin. And Elisha Schleiman, character Zayin, Sifidal, he says, you shouldn't wait tonight, you should light out of this, but the Chazvei Zman. If Shlom Zalman held, that the lighting of the brach of the cut is not a brach, he shouldn't light them, and as if he would have passed away tonight, and Vayit says, he holds that the chiv, you allow the cut is allowed to light. Another shayla. Don't answer the shayla. According to your chiddush, and as it's all, you know, they light by the entrance of the building. So there's a whole fight. Sometimes you have 50 people in the living building, of big families, there's 50 people lighting, there's a whole fight going on. Who should light by the door? There's not enough room for everyone. I'm sure those who are so chayim, I tell you, there's even dentayers. I have chazoka, you have chazoka. So someone asked him, according to you, the cotton lights is not a lighting. So all the katanim should have that chutz kedima to have a place there. He says, it's chazoka. Chazoka has nothing to do with chayuba. Someone has chazoka. He parks his car there, whatever it is. He has a chazoka. Chazoka has nothing to do with chiyuva, ba chiyuva, not. Even if you're not a ba chiyuva, still you have a chazoka. It has nothing to do with chiyuv. So if I have a light, my candles, even though I'm not supposed to do, I'm not yaitse, and I hold differently, but still I have a chazoka. So it has nothing to do with it, and you can't push him away. Huh? No, we're not talking. I'm just giving you a marshal, that's all. That could be Mitzvah. He has to count. He has a Mitzvah Shabrufa. Mitzvah Rufa.
He's not going the whole thing.
Huh? He has a Chiv to count himself. He has a Chiv to count. Huh? No, once you have a Chiv to do the Mitzvah, so you can make the Bracha of it. It's only talking with someone, it can be Yotzeh from somebody else. But once he has a Chiv to do himself, then he can make the Bracha then also. Like Lulav. Someone can make the Bracha. But the Mitzvah, once you have the Chiv, you make the Bracha. Right. Any other kashas?
What's the
word? Huh? Lamaisa, you do what your father did, what your Zayda did. You light candles in your cotton. That's the minigun. That's our minute. Not like that. Another shayla, interesting shayla. I allow to fly, let's say, the shayla I get every year. It's not a year ago that I have the shayla. I allow to fly a Hanukkah on an airplane. And you're going to miss, let's say, you have to be at the airport 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're flying to Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to miss completely the whole night. You have no one to be mic to you. You're not going to light candles at all. you're allowed to do that. Or no. So I had once a case, interesting Shiloh. I had a Shiloh once that a woman called me up. She said, and she lives in Los Angeles. She said she made a ticket to fly. To fly, she made a ticket on Thursday. It was a good day to go to the Rambam. She didn't look at the calendar, and it came out on the calendar was Tisha B'Av. So come out when you leave Eretz Yisrael until you land in Los Angeles to take her to Los Angeles. She has to fast 36 hours. So I asked her, why didn't she look at the calendar? She said she wasn't looking. So it came out. So I said the girl has to fast 36 hours. It came out according to her chesed, she has to fast 36 hours, not the regular 24-25 hours. She's couching away, you can make a fast. But the Maitre, you throw it in Lila. Whatever it is, you fly the tent on fast day from Eretz Yisrael to here, you have to wait to take the Chavim of wherever you land. You want to fly to Eretz Yisrael, you have to fast 8 hours less if you fast on Tainus. Don't ask me, Shaila. He doesn't want to fast in Kippur. He wants to fast in Kippur, so I'll fly from here. He's a rich guy. He said, I'll fly from here to Hong Kong. So maybe I'll miss all Yom Kippur. can I do such a thing? I said, Shaita, you have once a year to dab the Banisham. You wanna miss him Kippur? You were waiting all year for this. Why should you work? You wanna get out of it? Okay, it's a true story. Okay. All right. What? Huh? All right. Okay. Oh, so now we're back to the Shaila on Chanukah. On Chanukah, the Shaila was, if you're allowed to play, you want to fly, let's say from here to Chutzal to Yisrael, you won't be light, and you won't have no one in your house to light to you. It's Eifim, and it comes out that if you cancel this flight, then you have to go though. The Chaya, there's a swear to say that he should be invited to see you. He should say he should cancel his flight, even though he loses a lot of money. But it says, what does it say? I'll quote you Mechaba. Mechaba says in Tofei Shayin Aleph Sifalef, Mechaba says this. Tofei Zohar Medlokas Ner Chanukas. You have to be Zohar in line of Chanukas. I feel only I'm sparring from that stalker. Shoyal Oymerich Ksusai Lekech Shem Ladik. He even has to borrow money or sell his clothing to light candles. So if you're having an airplane flight, he's supposed to cost him, he's going with family, cost him $5,000, cancel the flight, and that's it. If you have to even study clothing, so certainly if you have the money available, simply, let me finish. So, L'chaya, he should involve in this flying. That's the stone is of Yashiv. So he answered like this. There's a Chayadam, Chayam, I quote you the Chayadam. The Chayam says like this. Chayav, L'chaim, HaMitzvah, Afila, Afila, Im, Tzorach, L'fazah, Ishi, Nechosah, Ayat Chaymesh. A person who comes to a mitzvah, you have to give up to 20%, chaimish of his money for a mitzvah. Aber yaitzim chaimish in chasav, but more than a fifth, 20% of his possession, you're not mechuyit in faza, afil a mitzvah vet, even though he'll lose the mitzvah. The dafka be mitzvah say, aber lava loisasa, but the other loisasa, chai vitein, afil a koma mine, kredim shi yavar, kima shakasa, kima shakasa, as the Pasuk says, v'chom aydecha. When it comes to loisasa, you're going to get all the money. Someone's panas is on the, I have a licensor, and his panas is on the line, let him lose the panas. That's the halacha. Now you're done like this, the chayada. In tzorach l'akam e'beitai, leilach li'achir, kind of mitzvah tzorachim. Let's say, come to Shoshana, he lives in a small village, there's no minion. So he wants, does he have to go to a city where there's a minion to get to Kir Shaifa? Or let's say he has no sukkah, he can't build a sukkah, and yet they have to go somewhere else to go to be right to Mr. Sukkah. What could, is he allowed, is Mechuyif to make a basis to go to Chayim Mitzvah not? Tzorachin, he says Tzorachin. That's what the Chayim writes. And the Chayim has a pirish on his Chayim called Nishmas Adam. So Nishmas Adam, he writes, what's the reason why? He says Lazina, in the safe he writes Tzorachin, but in the back he reads the two Svaras. Well, one Svar he not Tzorachin, so I'm not going to mention that Svar. But the other Svar, he seems to hold that Lazina. He says, you're not mechuyif to make a beisa, even by mitzvah deraisa, like kishayfa, lulav. Let's say in his town there's no lulav, they don't have dalminim. They couldn't afford it, can't afford dalminim. But if you go to a big city, there are not people who have dalminim. Do you have to leave your house for the sukkah or not? Or a shun of kishayfa, he has no one, he knows how to blow, there's no shayfa there. So the question is, does he have to leave town? So he says, you're not mechuyif to it. Why? He says, this is what he says. He says, but since Yantif, before Yantiv, the mitzvah was a chayyat. The mitzvah is chal only on Yantiv, on Sukkot, on Rosh Hashanah. That's when the mitzvah is chal. When it comes Yantiv, where's your lulav? You have to go there, you have to go to a mitzvah. It's chut to tchum, I can't go. It's only, you have to go to Erev Shabbos, you don't have the mitzvah yet on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv. The mitzvah only comes on Shabbos, on Yantiv itself comes the mitzvah. But since he's not there on Yantiv, it's chut to tchum, it's potter. He's honest, and that's it. So Mela, so the Asher says, according to that, he says, so who has in here also? If he goes to the airport, he goes to the airport before his man has locker, and Mishas Chiv is ready up in the air, ready, the plane's up in the air, ready, comes man Chiv, so it comes out, it's not Shema Shersa, kind of Chiv's at locker. So in Mela, you're honest in your potter. So you're not Mechuyif to give a Chaimesh, you're not Mechuyif to do to the kind of mitzvah says. Yes.
The guy is homeless.
Huh? The guy doesn't have a high, he lives in the Midbar. The Gemara says by midbar, he has to...
On the park bench,
he has
no home.
He has the light, he still has the light. But he has a house, that's if you don't have a house. If you have a house, you keep the light in the house.
Huh?
Someone has to come at the airport.
Right. Well, we'll get to it. One second.
In the case where you know, in Rosh Hashanah, he'd have to do a kumbah and stay to go to someplace else. Here's his mom is being maki himself in the middle.
Doesn't make a difference. It's a mitzvah to come yet. Maki is the only one that misses chal, but he'll not chal until later. That's a paskin, okay? I said, of course, he is on. What?
Why did you
put her
on the plane?
He's honest. They're not going to let you light on the plane. You can't, you're honest. You can't light, so you put her like any other mitzvah.
You can't smoke on a plane, they could light on a plane.
Huh?
All
right. In the national flight,
you can't smoke?
You can't, even domestic, you can't smoke. All right. And then he's vice versa. He's master the kima mitzvah. So it depends how much is chometz to the nachetz to the fly. But mikai din is putter. This same is said, the chayadam speaks out the masham. Masham. In Chelek Aleph, says to Meshtet, he says like this, he brings a raya, he sees paskins like the Chayodim. He says, he brings a raya from a Medrash Rabba, in Peshat Tzav. The Medrash says in Peshat Tzav Perkes, says, Godol HaSholon, interesting Medrash, Shekoa Mitzvah Ksivu, Kisira, Kisifra, Kikra. You see something, the Pikatina, you have to see it. You see a Kan Tipa, you see a Shluch HaKan. You don't have to bring yourself to Chiyuv, but you have to see it. The Medrash says, in Bo Mitzvah Yodcha, Tezokik La'Soysay. The minute the Mitzvah comes to your hand, you're Mechuyuv to be do it. Mimlav, Iyat Tezokik La'Soysay. You don't have to do that. Brom Hocha, Zake Shalom Atreyo. But by Shalom, it says you should run after Shalom. Bakash Lim Kaimcha of Atreyo. L'Mokamachi. You have to run for a Mitzvah, for Shalom. But for any other Mitzvah, there's no Chiyuv to run. There's no Chiyuv to run. So the Sarai brings to the Chayodim that you're not Mechuyav, it's only if you're there. If you're there on Sukkot, if you're in a place where it's Dal Minim, on Yontav, but if it's before Yontav, you're not Mechuyav there. The same thing speaks out, the Tzlach. The Tzlach is in Pesachim, Dav Gimel on the base. Interesting, the Gemara brings down a whole interesting story. Those who are in Pesachim, remember, Yehuda Ben Pesera. There's a Maisa of a guy that wanted from Kom Pesach. So he slipped into the air with the crowd, he had Kom Pesach. He came bragging to Yehuda Ben Pesera, I had from the Kom Pesach. He says, Kalori Yechabai, I was able to eat. So Yehuda Ben Pesera was a smart man. He says, did they give you eat from the tail? He says, no. He says, listen, answer the tail. That's the best part of the animal. Eat tail. So he came to Yishalayim, and yes, he came to and wanted to eat from the tail. Tell you now, eat from. They said, who told you to eat from the tail? Yehuda Ben Pesera. Yehuda Ben Pesera was Goladar. He was on the tail, so he must be sending a message. Yehuda said he could travel to Yishalayim. He sent a message. They checked into him, and they thought he was a guy. So they killed him. That's the Gemara. So Taisus says, why does Yehuda Ben Pesera in Yishalayim? And everyone else is he went to Yishalayim. What happened to Yehuda Ben Pesera? Taisus says, what happened to him? So Taisus two reasons. It could be he didn't own any land. It's a three tutor. He didn't land, or he was Zakan Shayan Zakan the King on his foot, or Nitzivim, the city where Yehuda said was the Chutzlars. So Tzlach says, the type of saying a statement. Yehuda said didn't go up because of one of three reasons. So Tzlach says, why didn't Tzlach say this? Why didn't he go up? He doesn't say why didn't he go up? Because Pasha Tzlach's Derech HaChayka is not Mechuyiv to go up. It's Derech HaChayka is Pasha. And you don't find that you're mechuyev to go up to the sky with yourself for Pesach. You have to be since tens of mil in Yishalayim yad achiyev. But to find that you're mechuyev yourself to be mechuyev yourself to such a thing, there's no achiyev then. That's what the process is. See, Tzach holds like the same you say to Chai Adam, that if you're there, you're mechuyev to. But if you're far enough, you're not mechuyev to put yourself there. So come, let me finish. There's one thing, I'll take a question. Okay? This, the Agor in the Kuntres, the guy who wrote the Kuntres, Rashi's Kutras, he makes an interesting agar. He says, it comes out according to this, that if you're up in the air, you're potter. But what happens if your flight leaves 6 o'clock in the evening? The Zman Chiyuv comes, let's say 4 o'clock, you're at the airport, you have to bring your luggage in, you got to be there, 2-3 hours before, how many hours you have to be there? It's international. 2 hours, 3 hours, you have to be here, so you go early, and you want to get a good seat and so on. But if your flight didn't take off yet, it could be, he says, you have to go home with a taxi, in life. And you might have to cancel your ticket also. Because if you lose your biscuit flight, your flight doesn't take off before it's not, you have to go run back. And if you don't, you maybe have to cancel your flight, he says. That's what he holds.
What about going and taking a hotel room, running from the airport to a hotel room, waiting there, and then going back to the
first of all, there's different now. We'll get to that next week. If you find a hotel room, and the law is, you're not alive, it could be not Yetzim. That's another Chishon V'Yashu. We'll talk about that. That's another. We'll leave for next week. Huh?
Someone can move the Gaishan neighborhood and he's not called half a lot for Shabbos. Why? Because it only comes on when Shabbos is not available, the things that he needs. But say, Khalil, come out, say to go away. That we're not talking about. We're saying he lives in the city. There's no shaifa there. There's no Dalmin there. You know, until he's found.
Alright, let me just finish. Right. However, this whole halacha is not poshut. This halacha chayadam, is not poshut. Not all that chayadam. The mechitz chinach. Mechitz chinach is in two places. Mechitz chinach and mitzvah hey oisid gimel, he brings on the tzlach and he argues on tzlach. He's a vada mechuyim, a person mechuyim to be inscribed himself to do mitzvah say. He was in one part of the world, and he's a possibility to get closer to the Chodesh to do it. Like any Mr. Seisha Bailam. And then he speaks out to Mechaz Chinuch again, Mr. Beis, Eitzchav Beis, that the Chodesh does the Chodesh to Mechav and Mrs. Bereno. And they bring himself to the Chiev, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Saba to go into Eretz Yisrael to climb on Mrs. Tzvi Boret. And then he speaks out to Mechaz Chayim in Agama to Mechomet. He says the same thing. So they argue on the Chayadim. And they hold that the person has to go to Mechayim himself. If he's stuck in a village and there's no Dalmir, no Sheva, he's Mechayim to go. So Mechayim and Mitzvah is Mechayim to go to Syria does it. So since it's a Mechayim, so there's Eitzah Poshet. I tell people Poshet Eitzah. If you go to the airport, you can't get back, the Eitzah is Poshet. You'd make a Shliach to come into your house and light candles. Shliach can be made to you. And have him in Echaki right base, not in his house, yes, in your house. You have to let him come to your house. And Tom Shlich is Yaitza, and then Yaitza Kuli Alma. But if it's Yesha, let's say you can't get somebody, then you send the Chayadim, that you're honest, it's my Chiv, you're honest. As you can send the Chayadim. But Chatzchila, you should get someone to come to your house. If you're going to the airport before his man, have someone come into your house or your apartment, let him light candles to prop his man, and you'll be my side. Then Shlichas. The Shlichas helps clearly. It says Nichas Chanukah, then Shlichas helps.
Why isn't it Poshit? Before Sukkot comes,
I can't buy a rule of an answer, so why do I take a bunch of rule that is, because right now I can't go buy a rule of an answer. Well, you, because why do I have to buy it before? Because if you don't hold like this, then you wouldn't be having any mitzvah, because there's an opportunity to get it. We're talking in case the guy's in a village and there's no opportunity to get Dalmanin. Certainly it's talking if you can get it, you certainly could get it, but let's say in a village you can't get it. The only time this thing is males and so on, so if you didn't have Dalmanin, then that's it. Doesn't make a difference, but you have to do the shtadlis beforehand. But that's when it's shaykh. But the question is, I do my shtadlis, still won't get the dalminim, and I have to go to another city that I'm not mechuyev to. That's partial like that. One more shayla. Interesting shayla. One more shayla. Do you need lochem? Does the oil have to belong to you? Is there a mitzvah lochem? You find you need by. By Kavah Mitzvahs, it has to be Lachem. First day Yantif, your little Vesach has to belong to you. Second day not. Third day not. Second day not. Third day for sure not. There's dinner Lachem. There's a seven says a Chiddush by Matzahs, it has to be Lachem. We don't hold like that, but there's a Chiddush like this. Shailah is the Ne'er Chanuk has to be Lachem or not. So we have to be down in Kudras, the Ran and the Mishainim is before us, there has to be Lachem. What's his raya? The raya is from Anam Stochem Dav Zayin. The din is, the shayla, when you make a bracha, do you make, say, al or le? Al ne'er chanukah, or lehadik ne'er chanukah. So the Anam Stochem Dav Zayin says, that all mitzvahs, the yesha, to pat themselves, only, someone else can be mitzvah, the shlichas, then you say, you make a bracha with a lamed. So the raya is the kasha, the chanukah can be mitzvah, to someone else, so why you make with a lamed? Halak is not Chanukah. It's actually to do a shliach. And so you make a lahadik, should be al. Why you make a lahadik? So it says, since we say, yasim shtata b'pruta, since he's not yaitzi, he doesn't shtata, if he can't light himself, it's a shtata b'pruta. And so why you shtata b'pruta? Because you need, it has to be lachem. So meva, it says, since it's not shachted there, kaim le'achi, you have to give a pruta, so maybe that's why I say le'hadlik. And same thing speaks out to Ramban over there, and same thing speaks out to Bach and Tofesh Ha'invav, the mitzvah ne'chanike, mitzvah, the mutalus al-mamaynei. Mikroi Kodesh, from Pesach C. Frank, he says in Simich HaBez, that if the stone lights with Neir Shechaveir, and he's not Yetza. So Pasha is Mizakeh De'acha Shehel. But it has to be Lachem. That's Talacha. And Mizakeh De'acha. So I looked high and low to see someone that the kid is better to me. I looked high and low to see someone disagrees. So finally, last night, about 12:30, I found a Chuvah Pnei Maven. There's a Chuvah Pnei Maven in Simri Reish Chav Gimel. He says, Pasha, you not to be Shaloi. You have a kasha from the Ran, a chtan yitzor hashtata b'fruta. That's because he's not doing a maisa at all. He's not doing any maisa. Therefore, he's hashtata b'fruta. But this person's madak, he's yaitse even, it's not shaloi. And it says even further. He brings a raya, a golden raya. Talacha, you don't need a shaloi. He says, the chayah, if I borrow the oil from somebody else, it's not yours. The chayah, I shouldn't be maisa. And that's clear, not like that. And Tofresh Ben says, in Hilchos Sukkah, the law is a show of Mutan Yantar Shani. You have to borrow from someone. Yantar Shani. After you write to ready. Yantar Shani, which is only Jabbanan. So you see, Kor, and all the rest of the Yantar, certainly you could. You don't need Lachem. Since it's Jabbanan. So what's in the Chanukah is no difference. It's only Jabbanan. So you don't need Lachem, and you can be Yaitse. So Ladina, I speak Ladina, someone asked me, if it's not Lachem, you're Yaitse Zikha, the law of the Chanukah. Stop here.
Can a child say he's going to Kiddush Friday night?
Huh?
A child make Kiddush Friday night?
We hold the question.